Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, says, "When a man looks at his wife with love, and she looks back at him with affection, Allah looks at them both with mercy." Beautiful hadith, and that highlights the sacred nature of mutual love and affection in marriage. It underscores the emotional and spiritual rewards of fostering kindness and connection within a marital relationship. The Quran itself speaks of the divine origin and purpose of this love in Surah Ar-Rum. And among his signs is that he created for you spouses from among yourselves, that you may find tranquility in them, sukoon, second, and he placed between you affection and mercy, mawadda and rahmah. Surely in this are signs for those who reflect. This is the ayah. This is the verse of Quran that tells us that there is mercy, affection, and tranquility in marriage and in this spiritual and beautiful bond between the spouses. So it places mutual love and compassion as one of Allah's signs, reflecting the spiritual importance of emotional connection in marriage. This love is not just romantic, but encompasses tranquility, sukoon, affection, mawadda, and mercy, rahmah, creating a foundation for a peaceful and supportive life together. The Prophet's saying shows how even simple acts, such as a loving glance, carry immense spiritual value. These moments not only nurture emotional bonds, but also draw Allah's special attention and mercy. And, the Quran emphasizes on the tranquility, it signifies that marriage is meant to be a refuge where spouses provide emotional and spiritual support to one another. This is achieved through compassion, understanding, shared moments of kindness, maybe like a cup of tea, drinking together, or coffee, and just talking to each other. Give your wife, give your husband, just at least 10 minutes of talk in the morning, or 10 minutes of talk in the afternoon or at night. In today's fast-paced world, where stress and distractions can weaken relationships, this teaching encourages couples to prioritize small gestures of affection. Whether it's a loving glance, a kind word, or a thoughtful act, even sometimes like doing funny things, these expressions of love create a bond rooted in divine blessings. And inshallah, we would have beautiful and, families full of love, affection, understanding, and every beautiful thing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.